The Dufresne Dam once powered a sawmill, but the state has owned the property since the 1950s. The Department of Fish and Wildlife has kept the pond behind the dam open for recreational use. But soon, this upper stretch of the Battenkill's main stem will become a free-flowing river once again. Brian Fitzgerald monitors stream flow for the Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation. He watches as a yellow excavator digs up silt and debris around the concrete dam.
This area through here is where the river channel was originally before the dam was built. So we're going to return the river to that area. We're going to dig right through the dam.
Once the river is flowing in its original channel, the rest of the dam structure will be removed. The demolition project was set in motion in 2005 when the state identified structural problems in the dam. After considering alternatives, officials decided it would be cheaper to remove the dam than to do the necessary repairs. The demolition also has ecological benefits, Fitzgerald says. He says removing the dam will help keep the river cooler. Trout need cool, oxygen-rich water to survive. Also watching the work is State Representative David Dean. He chairs the House Fish, Wildlife, and Water Resources Committee. Dean spent many years as a fishing guide. He says every angler who visits Vermont wants to fish the Battenkill because of its legendary wild trout. He says the dam has long blocked the trout from their natural spawning grounds near the river's headwaters.
Brook trout, brown trout will move as much as 16 miles from their holding water where they feed and grow into spawning-aged fish, and then they'll migrate into the smaller tributaries like this one in order to get to that gravel bottom that they need. So they come up out of the main stem of the Battenkill and work their way up this river. And up until this month, they stopped right here.
Dean thinks many more fish will spawn if they can reach the river's gravelly headwaters. Scientists started noticing a decline in trout on the Battenkill a decade or so ago. State fisheries biologist Ken Cox has been part of an effort to restore the river's natural habitat. He says the trout population appears to be bouncing back. Cox says removing the dam should help that effort.
And, you know, with the predictions with climate change and that, these headwater areas where you're going to have cooler water, fish are going to need to access those.
Brian Fitzgerald says a relatively small number of local residents objected to the loss of Dufresne Pond. But he adds that the state will keep the area open for recreation. And he thinks people will also enjoy the free-flowing river. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.